This elegant Grade II listed synagogue was designed by local architect Thomas Laneson and opened in 1875. It is Brighton's second most important interior after the Royal Pavilion and among the most beautiful synagogues in Europe. It was built in the golden age of High Victorian synagogue architecture following the formal political emancipation of the Jews in 1858. Yet a Rose, a second-generation Brit, was born in London in 1912 but came to Brighton in 1917 during the First World War. Her family took over a sweet shop in Worley Road, Brighton, near Preston Circus, and lived above it.
We went to Preston Road School, now part of the Poly, until I left at 14. We were the only Jewish children there, as few Jews lived in that area. But we were excused assembly and allowed time off for the Jewish holidays. We would walk to Middle Street Synagogue, as it was the only place of worship then. Most of the Jews lived around the North Lane, and I remember going to the butcher and grocer in Bond Street and Gardner Street. I believe the delicatessen in Gardner Street still exists, but I don't think it's Jewish anymore.
From the synagogue, walk towards the seafront, then cross King's Road at the pedestrian crossing and onto the seafront down the lower esplanade. From the lower esplanade, walk eastwards towards the Palace Pier. In a minute or so, you will reach the Brighton Fishing Museum.